Yeah? So I haven't heard any of that yet. Kate's team. I'm being really hard on you here because you're learning and learning and learning, but you're doing the wrong work. It's not that you don't work, it's just that you're doing the wrong work. Kate.
Go, Andy.
Yeah, I've been delegating this one. Right, we've refined our market. Our market originally was to be first choice for financial advice for the medical professional. Other ones, we've narrowed that now to GPs. I think we were in danger of also misunderstanding the question that you said, to be fair. So we had a number of learning objectives, which in general terms, where we would try and seek doctor clients, GP clients already, try and get some feedback about their problems, try and understand the way in which they work, which would include an outcome, fluent knowledge of the NHS pension scheme, GP pay structure generally, which is quite complicated, understanding how the partnership arrangements work within GP practices, long-term disability schemes, the benefit package as a whole, how locum cover works, SIP property purchase, because a lot of GPs get involved in SIP property purchase, working out generally the complication of that, along with an understanding of individual cash flow analysis. And we were trying to take all of this, distill all of that information together and try and produce some sort of in-house accreditation training scheme, which would involve minimum levels of CPD, probably over a one-year period, with a view to some sort of contested competency at the end.
Okay, so that will be your condition to create this.
Absolutely, yes.
This program and structure, which it will inevitably happen. But I also think, so you've got that side of it, and I also think it's appropriate to that learning and growth pattern, that CPD process that you had, things that have come over here, which is, and also you've got to learn about business per se. So it's those two sides of that same coin that the team needs to learn. Now, the junior support person doesn't need to know as much about running a business as the two partners. But don't keep them in the dark. Let them see the figures. Let them watch the trends. Teach them about marketing, why we're doing this here. You know, Sam, working for me, I'm into a marketing strategy, so I got him to put it all together and tell me what might it look like. No, it may not be right first time round, but tell me what it might look like if I'm going to present it to the market and structure it for me. And so that's what he learns about marketing as well about the stuff that I employed him for. Does that make sense? You with me so far? Learning and growth. So on your template, we've hammered that to death now. On the left hand side you'd put business, and the right hand side you put technical. But I guess why I got so animated is that you don't confuse the two. You're very clear when you're teaching the technical role of being an IFA and a support person, and what business is all about inside here and outside there. How that all works, how business works, not how an IFA works. Yeah? Business and technical. I was at IFP London the other day speaking. Dennis Hall was the chair. And one of his audience said, Dennis, have you got any feedback before we start David's presentation? Any comments about what's happened over the last 6 months? One of them said, we get too much business development stuff. Of course, he'd asked me to come and talk about business development. Great. Thanks, Dennis. And I opened up by saying, why do you get that stuff? Well, I don't know, it's kind of interesting, but then we talked about the E-Myth. Most of you read the E-Myth, revisited E-Myth, no? Okay, another book. Okay. If you want to get very quickly to understanding business not being an IFA, read the E-Myth, revisited. Can I just have a show of hands who's read that? Yeah. If you want to understand business, whatever else you read, that's a beginning. That's the starting book. Yeah. If you haven't read that, you don't get it. The E-Myth Revisited. It's a little book. You know what? In about 10 pages, you'll start squirming. Why? Why will you start squirming?
Because you realise your business is nowhere near what he's talking about.
Yeah, because you actually recognise that the hero in the story is you, and it feels really uncomfortable. You just think, oh blimey, she's me. And the hero is not happy. Hero is kicking the shop down and crying her eyes out. And it's actually a real story. He just uses that, but you recognise it. The EME3 Revisited, please read that. If you're in the advisor gym, please read that. You'll just suddenly click. If you're not, read it anyway. It will just click. You think, oh blimey, look what I've been doing all my life. No wonder it doesn't work. Okay, business and technical. Let's turn to page 28. Take your highlighters and whatever touches you and makes you think, oh dear, highlight that.
Sorry, what page are
you? Page 28. Everybody highlighted? What would you, if you were talking to your two IFA partners that you're coaching as a board of directors, what would you say is the difference in meaning between that and that? It's not complicated, but how would you define that? How would you explain that? Ian, how did you explain the difference in those two phrases?
Good answer.
Probably not the same to everybody else as well. Effectiveness systems as opposed to systems effectiveness. Effectiveness systems as opposed to systems effectiveness. Ian's just, almost, he's, I can see him getting there.
I'm just thinking that Alistair's got some really good theories on this.
We'd love to hear them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we, Alistair?
Go on, have a bash.
Okay, in reverse order. Systems effectiveness. That is the systems and processes that you might have in place as a business and how effective they are in helping you run a profitable business. Whereas firstly, the first one, it's just the same but the other way around.
I love it. We import Ian's into each group.
Is the answer C?
I bet you they can't come up with anything better. Fred?
I was going to say that the first one, Ian, is effective systems. What that is it's a way of monitoring. It's a system which monitors how effective you are as a business.
Okay.
How effective you are as a business, and running the business.
Right.
Whereas B, it's a system. Hold on.
go on, Greg.
It's how effective a back office system is, for example.
Okay. That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. Graham.
I would say an effectiveness system is a system you devise to measure the effectiveness of different things in the business.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say systems effectiveness is how easy they are to understand and give you the information you're looking for.
Okay. I hadn't seen it that way either. That's interesting. It's really interesting that you think you're going to teach something and then you end up being taught. Okay? Anybody else got a comment on the two? Thank you. Right.
I think effective systems is monitored if it delivers the desired outcome.
Right.
And the systems effectiveness are the subsystems that deliver the overall system, which delivers the
what I mean.
Do you ever get a stage with a client where you wish you hadn't asked the question? Well, let's carry on. Because now I haven't a clue. Go on.
Effectiveness system, what the Bible of the business, that so that anybody can go and pick up the book and know exactly what they should be doing.
Okay.
Such as McDonald's.
As opposed to
a process for every option, every
operation.
Okay, as opposed to the other one, which is what?
The system's effectiveness is a measure of how that works. Does it work well or does it work badly? And that's the measure of it. So one's a measure and the other is the way of actually doing it. The first one's the way of doing it, the second is the measure.
Measuring how you do it.
I wish I hadn't asked a question. The way I saw it in my little head was putting together some. I think I agree with that comment. An effectiveness system is a system that checks that the outcomes that you wanted for the business is what is happening. It keeps on checking that real time. System's effectiveness is just the system works. It's kind of, you know, it kind of runs and it feels good and doesn't cause any problems within the business. It's kind of efficient and it just kind of works. But you can have a very effective system which has no impact on where the business is going whatsoever. It may actually drive it in the wrong direction. Just a brilliant system doing it. So you need to be very careful when you create systems in the business that it is linked to your outcome. So you may have a great operations manual, but you constantly got to ask the question, what on earth has this got to do with where this business is going in the next 5 years? As opposed to just being a very, very effective, smooth. You can get a lot of technology in, and it might be brilliant like Truth, or like, name me a back office technology.
First.
Financial Express.
And it may create great databases with, you know, easily accessed stuff, but then the leader should be asking, what has that got to do with the 5-year direction we're heading over here, our behave purpose and value? What's it got to do with it? It runs really well, but we're running in the wrong direction. Running well doesn't mean that you're running where you ought to be running. I spoke at the PFS in Winchester, and you'll tell me in a minute what they said. I said, there's a group of people out there really going in a brilliant direction. They're making lots of profit in the middle of recession. They're having a great time there, and they're just leading the industry. And they're not working harder. Guess what came from the audience? They're working...
smarter.
Yeah. And I said, no. They're not working smarter either. You can work really smart in the wrong direction. You can end up where you don't want to be and be incredibly efficient, effective and smart at doing it. They're working differently to you. They just don't even work the same. They don't talk the same language as you. They just think differently. They're not working harder. They're not working smarter. They're working completely differently. And this is about differently. This is, I know where I'm going, and this will help me get there. This is just something that works pretty well. That's the way I see it. Oh, dear. Okay, let's turn over. Ian, okay, you now take your pen and your template, and on the third level, internal, you write on the left-hand side, effectiveness systems, and on the other side, you write efficiency systems. They're not the same thing. Unless your systems help you get to your BHAG, run your strategy, aim for your niche market, Fred. Yeah, less the systems, effectiveness systems and efficiency systems. Both have to be there. So Richard and I were talking about emails. And so you have to have some efficiency system going on within the business about how to deal with this colossal volume of emails. And we talked about that in the last workshop, and we came up with a couple of crude responses to that. Like, one of the things I do, and now some of you do, is I never answer my email. I don't respond. I might send you emails, but I don't respond to emails or telephone calls until 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 4:30 and 5:30 in the afternoon. And if you call my phone, you will get a message saying, we only respond to phone calls between 1 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We either take or respond to phone calls in that time. And we do not answer the phone as a business, nobody, outside of those hours. We're not receptionists. That's not why you've hired me, to be your receptionist or your PA. That's not my task. My task is to mentor and coach and train. Yeah? And you've got to decide what your business is there for and decide what your efficiency systems are. That's just one of ours. Okay, next page. We're now on the next level up, which is what? On the template. Okay, go work hard at this. Ian, this is where you come in. You're the who's the marketing director? Who's the marketing director of each team? This is, yeah? Marketing director, this is your baby, okay? So, your head's on the block. Okay, here's the instruction, you ready? I want members to help the marketing director to work on page 31 and 32 and then write it down on page 33. I want to know how you're going to get these clients to come to you and stop running around all over the country chasing them. And members, you've got to work with the marketing director to translate that page into English and to tell them, what does that actually mean? You've had 3 workshops of 18 hours in total on this subject. If you don't know it by now, I'm lost. Yeah.